Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembrock.
Oh, thank you very much, Josh. We do appreciate it, and we're excited to talk Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes. And again, if you have a question for Coach Pearson, you could email it to me at any time, dj@themix93.com. We'll ask those questions to Coach a little bit later on in the show. The Huskies coming off Winter Carnival weekend. They sweep Alabama Huntsville. A couple of games they were supposed to win, and they did. They took care of business at home. They'll have a chance to do it again this weekend against Fairbanks. Congratulations, Coach, on the big weekend. We beat Alabama Huntsville. You know, that was expected by a lot of people, but it's nice to see some of these guys start to get some goals and to build up their points a little bit after a tough first half of the season as far as offense was concerned.
Yeah, well, thanks, Dirk, and good morning. Yeah, those weekends are tough. Those are the games, you know, on paper you're supposed to win, you know, and those are always the toughest to seem to coach and the toughest to play in because all the pressure's on you and, you know, there's no room for error. And you know, they're a hardworking team. You know, they've played in a lot of tight games, you know, a lot of 7-8 goal losses, and when you get in those tight games, anything can happen. As Bowling Green found out this year, you know, Bowling Green probably is going to look back somewhere on that game that they lost to Alabama Huntsville at home, and you know that could really, you know, hurt them in the standings. So anyway, good weekend. We did what we needed to do, as you mentioned, and yes, some guys got on the scoreboard, and some guys are really getting on a roll, which is going to be critical for our team going forward to have that secondary scoring. But a lot of good things from our team on the weekend, no doubt about it.
Blake Pietl had a great weekend, ended up being the MVP on the weekend, had two big goals on Friday night and scored again on Saturday night, ended up, I think, with 6 on the weekend, if I'm not...
Yeah, 6 points.
6 points,
yeah,
on the weekend.
He had a phenomenal weekend, and, you know, he's starting to play like we all expected from day one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd rather have him playing well now than, you know, maybe earlier, not as well late. So He's turning it up at the right time, and, you know, he's really got his confidence going now, and you can see he's starting to move the puck. He's skating better, and I think the move to center has helped him. It's helped him skate. You know, he's got to skate more. You know, you're more involved in the game. You get the puck more, and I think when Blake has the puck, he's more into the game. And obviously, he's got some nice power play goals. You know, just we got him in the right spot. The puck seems to be bouncing to him now too. You know, so anyway, he had a phenomenal weekend for us.
You know, does that work both ways too, Coach? As far as moving him to center, helping his offensive productivity, does it also help some players when they're not in the middle and they move to, or when they are in the middle and they move to wing?
Well, no question. I think Jacob Johnston is, you know, maybe he doesn't have the numbers, but I think he's played very well. You know, he's got, you know, really good speed, and when you get on the wing like that, there's, you know, you can use it sometimes more. You know, you get going flying up that wing, and if you have a center who can give you the puck in the right situation, you can really use that speed, and you see it from him, and I think he's played much better on the wing than he has at center, and good for him.
All right, well, Blake Pietl got the scoring going on the weekend on Friday night with his first goal of the weekend, first of many.
Big hit down there. The Huskies will bring it back out. 3-on-2. Pietl for Sturrows. Sturrows in front for Pietl. Oh, what a goal! Blake Pietl on the backhand. And a great feed by Reed Sturrows. And the Huskies go up 1-0 with 12:59 left left in the first.
Well, we really got a combination going there right now, Coach. Reed Sturrows and Blake Piatto, they feed off of each other. They feed each other, and it's fun to watch.
Well, and they enjoy playing with each other, and I think that's important. I know we've talked about that on our post game, how it is critical, and it really helps if you come to the rink and you enjoy the guy you're playing with, you know, on your line. You know, he gets, you know, excited for practice and even get more excited for the games. But since David Johnstone has come back on that line too, I think he's really added a dimension. So that line has a chance to be one of the best in our league and one of the top lines in college hockey here going forward the rest of the year.
Is the David Johnstone aspect of that line freeing up Piatto a little bit more?
Well, a little bit more. I mean, you have to respect David Johnstone. Mm-hmm. Every time he has the puck, you know, he's got a chance to score when he's in the offensive zone. So he's creative. He works hard. He's, you know, I've got offensive instincts that you can't teach. So there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, who do you try and check?
Right,
you try and
right.
take David out of the play, or try and take Reed, or now Blake. I mean, they've all had have an element. That's what I like about that line. You've got some speed. You've got some grit. You definitely have some skill. You got some toughness. You got some defensive responsibility on the team, and then you got those offensive instincts. So you'd like to have every line like that.
Tanner Carroll, well, after the first period on Friday night, we're only up by one goal, but we outshoot them 20-5 in that first period. We did have some power plays in that first period that we weren't able to capitalize on. It looked like that was a little bit off, but it got better as the night went on.
Got better. I think what happened is, you know, we scored that first goal, and it's almost like, okay, here we go. And, you know, I would rather not have had the power plays. It sounds weird to say that, but just in that situation, I thought we had some good flow to the game. Now all of a sudden we got power plays and we get three, which, you know, now you're playing your power play guys and you have a lot of guys sitting on the bench. They don't get into the flow, and I thought we were very deliberate on the power play. I mean, we just did not look sharp, and just simple things like a simple pass to our defenseman and he mishandles it. So now it's out of the zone. We have to regroup and go back in. It almost seems like we relaxed, and when you relax on your power play, that's when you get into trouble. So like I said, but they're a scrappy team. You knew they were going to come. They're going to work hard, and they did. And they really kept us off our game, really. When you look at the whole weekend, I mean, we had one dominant period right. as far as the scoreboard. Everything else, pretty even.
It was, and they had some great chances. Phoenix made some big saves. One of the saves hit the shaft of his goaltender stick, and that it would have tied it up 1-1, I think, at the
time. In the second period?
In the second period.
Well, exactly. We got out of the first period with that one-goal lead, and then the second period, which I thought was a fairly even period. The shots on goal were 10-10, and they had good pushback there, and it seems like we sagged a little bit, and we have to be careful about that.
Big goal by Tanner Carroll.
And Gould will get it across the line. 3 to the front. Ike with a chance just under his stick. Second grade A scoring opportunity. Deuce puck. He scores! Tanner Carroll able to put it home. And the Huskies take a 2-0 lead with 9:27 left in the second period.
Tanner Carroll scores that goal at 10:33. He scores another one at 17:37.
Huskies bring it up the center ice and a 3-on-2 developing now as Rich across the line. Rich looking in front for Carroll.
Great vision there by Dennis Ricks. He could have dropped it back to Johnstone, I think, too, but he saw Carroll breaking on that far post.
Yeah, you know, obviously that second goal was big by Tanner, and, you know, a good play. We just funneled the puck to the net, and Tanner found a rebound wide open. But that's a big goal, you know, because as the game stays closer, you know, their team gets more confidence, you know, that, hey, you know, we're in this. It's a one-shot game. We're right there. So I think it's important you try and get some separation there. And once Tanner got those two goals, especially the first one, then the second one's even bigger. You know, late in the period, puts us up by 3, which was a big goal. But you're right. Good play by Dennis. He had a chance as a 3-on-1. He could have, you know, thrown it back to Jacob Johnson, who was trailing on the play. But he beat a good, solid pass to Tanner, went to the net. I thought Tanner Carroll might have skated better than he has all year.
I agree.
You really noticed the speed in this game. And you also had that chance. Well, we'll get to probably the breakaway later in the third period. But he had a great game. And we needed a great game. We needed a good game from our best players. And I thought Blake and Tanner they're two of our best players, and they stepped up in this game.
So we go into the third period. We're up 3-0, and halfway through the third period, Alabama gets right back in the game with their goal.
Now Reed with control over for Prince. Could not get the shot off. Bouncing puck right there. Shot scores!
goal by Alabama Huntsville right there made it 3-1, and we don't have Tanner's breakaway miss on that, but he had a great opportunity. He had several hat-trick opportunities.
Well, he did, and he had a chance to make it 4-0 on that. I think it was the same power play, you know, that he got the initial chance. He goes down the ice, and it's weird. I don't think Tanner knew what to do because he usually comes in as he's facing the goalie. It seems most of his opportunities, he's coming in from the right side.
Right.
This time, he had to come in from the left side just where he stripped the puck and was walking in. So it's just not his normal side. He couldn't use his usual moves. So we'll have to work on that. But that was a big save by their goaltender to